This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. A Eureka police officer deployed a taser to subdue 59-year-old Reed Tardy after officers had responded to a report of a disturbance in a Greenbelt area north of the Eureka Slough Bridge Tuesday night. When officers reached the scene, they were confronted by Tardy, who emerged from a nearby tent armed with a small screwdriver and started swinging at the officers. During the struggle, Tardy was tasered and then taken into custody. One officer suffered a minor injury, and both he and Tardy were treated and released by medical personnel. Tardy was then booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon and felony assault. The Humboldt County Deputy Sheriff's Organization is asking for the public's help in identifying and eradicating illegal marijuana grow houses across the county. The HDSO sent out a press release to announce its public outreach effort to address grow houses in residential neighborhoods. Union President Jamie Barney said in a statement that, "We know that when you want to really dig in and make our community safer, the best thing you can do is partner with ordinary citizens." The HDSO has invited concerned community members to sign up for their mailing list at humboldtsheriffs.org and follow them on Facebook for updates on the campaign. For residents in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties who want to assist the people in Curry County, Oregon, one organization to check with is the Brookings Harbor Food Bank. The food bank has provided food for those forced to evacuate their homes, and they have requested donations in two key areas. The first is for cash donations so that the food bank can then use the money to purchase food through the Oregon food system at vastly reduced prices. The second is for non-perishable, high-protein foodstuffs. You can donate to the food bank by checking their website at brookingsharborfoodbank.org. Fire crews in both Oregon and California continue to battle large fire complexes, and some of those residents in Curry County have been allowed to return to their homes. Air quality in the immediate fire areas continues to be unhealthy for at-risk populations in areas like Orleans, Wichpeck, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. There are fires burning north of Orleans, west of Happy Camp, and south of Ruth Lake. Security screeners at the county courthouse discovered a loaded firearm inside a briefcase yesterday morning. The briefcase belonged to a local attorney who told sheriff's deputies that he had inadvertently left the .32-caliber handgun in his briefcase, and he cooperated fully with the investigation. The attorney could face charges, however, including bringing a loaded firearm to a state or local building and carrying a loaded firearm in public. Sheriff's deputies in Garberville are investigating a string of vehicle and residential burglaries, and they have surveillance video of a suspect who is yet to be identified. Deputies responded to a call that residents had chased off a suspect yesterday morning after he had burglarized a residence on Arthur Road and then broke into cars on the same street in the afternoon. The search for that suspect continues. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.